ABC Radio Australia.
The next time you look at a packet of your favourite pre-packaged food, make sure you read the label, because there's growing concerns in Fiji of poor labelling practices. A recently launched Label Logic report recommends stronger regulations around food labelling. And so joining us this morning is the Consumer Council of Fiji CEO Seema Shandall to speak more about why these recommendations are necessary. That I say, Bula Seema, thank you for joining Pacific Beat.
Bulas, and thank you for the opportunity for speaking today with ABC.
Yeah, thank you very much. Seema, look, when we are talking about food labelling, are we talking about expiry dates or wrong ingredients? Like, what exactly is the actual issue?
When we're talking about the food labeling, what we want to know is what is the ingredients, if we are buying a product. I think it's the rights of consumers to know what actually they are consuming, what actually they are feeding, their families. So what we have seen is that, this conversation actually goes beyond consumer choice. It's about health. It's about dignity and transparency. And at Consumer Council of Fiji, we believe that every Fijian has the right to understand what's in the food they buy, and to make informed decisions and what they feed, as I said, what they feed their families. So, we recently conducted a research on the same, and our recently launched labeled Logic Report 2025 is one of the most comprehensive studies we have undertaken in Fiji. And it is also coming at a time when there's Fiji is facing an escalating public health crisis. So, everybody knows it. It's always on news that about over 80% of the debt in Fiji are now attributed to NCDs, which is non-communicable diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. And many of these conditions, we believe, are driven by unhealthy diet, especially the consumption of highly processed imported foods, foods that is high in content of sugar and salt. So we found that even if people want to make healthier choices, they are mostly disempowered by unclear and overly technical food labels. So, we want people, when they are out and about shopping, they should know what actually they are putting in their carts or in their trolleys. They need to understand what the ingredients are and, what they would be consuming. So taking that into account, and, as I have said that or alluded to that, the 80% of the deaths in Fiji is because of non-communicable disease. So we thought of just conducting a research and seeing what actually is driving people not moving towards healthier choices, or if they are willing to, what is stopping them? What are the challenges they are facing in terms of understanding the label or, making a better choice?
Mm. Well, then, Seema, what are some of those products or packages or foods that you're saying aren't necessarily, declaring or giving good descriptions of what is the ingredients in those foods?
So, almost all the products are outside, like the few products that we import from Australia and New Zealand, which has a health star rating and things like that. But there are so many other products because, Fiji is heavily dependent on imports. And being a very small market, I know we are not able to influence, the products that we import in. And, there's a huge, big list. So, just naming one, one from there is like, if you're consuming certain types of biscuits, right? So what are the benefits of consuming? What are the ingredients there? Is it healthy to consume? Is it good for this family? Is it good for my kids? So these are some of the information that they need, but it's not available. And sometimes, even if something is written on the packet, it's written in such small fonts that people are not even able to read it clearly with their naked eyes. So these are some of the, issues that we have found. So that, if you look, as I said, if you look at different types of food products, So, as I said, only very few products outside that is imported in Fiji has clear labels or star rating. But the rest or the majority of the food products lack it, lack the real information that people need.
Well, so then would that come down to, because I'm thinking I myself probably often don't read the labels too, but so do we need to be educated a little bit more? Because I understand you've gone out into the community to do that, right? How has that been received?
Yes, consumer education is very important because this is a new terminology for many as well, right? When we say front of pack labeling. So what do you mean by that? So what we do is, you know, Consumer Council is an advocacy organization and we are very aggressive in our awareness raising. So, and we always try to educate consumers, you know, in terms of you know, certain consumer education so that they can make informed decisions. So label, for example, labeling means nothing if people don't understand them. So what we do is we go out in different communities, we talk about food products, we talk about healthy food products and how they can go about making decisions. But at the same time, we know that the products itself do not provide this information. So whilst we go around educating, we are trying to educate because we believe, you know, consumer behavior can change if the consumer mindset can change. And the consumer mindset behavior will only change if they have the right information or the right education. But then the education is useless if, you know, what we want, the information is not available. So you can see the linkage, right? So that's why, whilst we are doing a huge campaign or outreach program through radio, social media, community workshops in rural, semi-urban and urban areas, also, you know, school-based or, you know, through tertiary education. But for healthy habits to start early, we need labels that have full information, right information, and the information that people need to make the informed decisions.
So then moving forward, Seema, you know, what is the work that needs to be done to sort of see maybe government implement the, you know, better policies around this?
So if you look at, you know, why our current system shortfalls fall off this, because Fiji's labeling laws are set under Food Safety Act 2003 and Regulations 2009. That requires basic information on the back of food packaging. But several critical weaknesses exist, which is there is no mandatory declaration of added sugars, or there is no front of pack interactive labels like stars, warnings. So as I have already discussed, there is no requirement for unregulated marketing terms such as natural or fortified, and maybe the enforcement. So an audit cited in the report found that 35% of our packaged food items also breach at least one or two labeling requirements, like, you know, foreign labeling is not allowed, but we still see certain products on the shelf which has foreign labeling, which people don't even need and understand. So what we are pushing for is, because we have seen that, you know, it's, as we know, the front of pack labeling is not just a cosmetic change, it's a tool that can save lives. And we have seen that, you know, internationally it has worked. For example, you know, you can see Australia and New Zealand. There's a health star rating that encouraged product reformulation, where food manufacturers reduce sugar and salt to achieve better ratings. In Chile, after introducing warning labels, the sugary drink sale dropped by 24%, and sale of high sugar cereals declined by 37%. So, you know, pushing for this would be nice. So what we have recommended is, like, we are proposing a 10-point roadmap. I mean, I know we are somewhere very far away from it, but slowly I think we can achieve it. So we came up with a 10-point roadmap, with key steps, including we are proposing to develop a national front of pack labeling policy framework grounded in health equity, and maybe pilot a voluntary front of pack labeling scheme with local and international food suppliers. And then slowly, you know, we cannot just quickly implement everything, because it's going to distort the spell. As I said, Fiji is a very small, you know, there should be a transition to mandatory, but we can start with voluntary, because I mean, pushing for mandatory would mean that there will be huge costs, because we also understand the issues that traders will be facing or the manufacturers will face. So, you know, we know that slowly we can, from voluntary over the years moving forward, we can move towards mandatory front of pack labeling. And as I said, once we are doing campaigns, but we need to launch a national public education campaign to build the front of pack labeling. I mean, Consumer Council can do as much as it can. We are doing a lot of work around this in terms of advocacy, but we need a national education policy where people really understand right from the beginning what it means, how it can influence their decision, and the importance of it in making their decision in terms of food purchases. And also, you know, providing a technical and financial support to MSMEs to adapt to new requirements. And to ensure that this happens, we have to go back and amend the Food Safety Act to legally look at front of pack labeling and tighten controls on deceptive claims. So we feel these are some of the ways how we can ensure that we move towards, you know, front of pack labeling for Fijian market. And at the end of the day, if we have this implemented, we need to have a strong enforcement capacity, including digital monitoring tools and so forth.